Where in the Bible will I find whether the Lord's Church is a democracy or a monarchy? Hello, everyone. I'm Jim Dearman, and for the answer to the question, we go to the Word of God. The Lord's Church is His kingdom, and the essentials of a kingdom are a king, law, and subjects over which the king rules. The king makes the laws, enforces the laws, and passes judgment on violators of the law. Officers are filled by appointment of the king. Since Christ has all authority in heaven and in earth and has been crowned King of Kings, He makes the laws in which His subjects are to abide. He will judge all violators of His laws in the day of judgment. Now, a democracy is that form of government where the subjects, by vote, make the laws and elect their officers. The government of a denominational church is with its members. They have the say as to whether music shall be led by choirs with mechanical instruments of music or whatever they want. Denominational churches, man-made, operate under the democratic rule, whereas the Lord established a kingdom, a monarchy, Christ Himself being its head and king. Subjects of Christ's kingdom must worship God in spirit and truth, John 4:24. Jesus said, "Thy word is truth," John 17:17. Faith comes by hearing the word of God, Romans 10:17. Our worship, then, to be in truth, must be as the truth directs. In the Old Testament, we have an example of two boys, Nadab and Abihu, worshiping God, but because they did not worship according to the word of God, the Lord took their lives. David says, in reference to the method of bearing the Ark of the Covenant, "God made a breach upon us, for that we sought Him not after the due order." 1 Chronicles 15:13-15. The prophet tells us that it is not in man that walketh to direct his steps, Jeremiah 10:23. The Lord says, "My ways are not your ways. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways," Isaiah 55:8-9. God will not tolerate presumption. We simply, as mortal men, cannot worship God any way we see fit. He says, "To all that add to or take from the word of God, in vain they do worship me, teaching for doctrines the commandments of men." Matthew 15:9. We must follow God's way, not man's way. Accept Christ as King and let Him rule in our lives.